Samurai.
Samurai.
Samurai. Yeah.
Samurai makes me think of the Super Friends and that lame ass samurai character who didn't appear anywhere else but in that dumb cartoon. Samurai had a sword and a top knot and the like almost, you know, like stylized traditional dress, but it was like a superhero costume, so it wasn't, you know, traditional, but it was, you know, based on traditional samurai dress. But what did he do? He would say like gala wala waba samahamiha or something, and he'd get really big. Oh, that those two things go together real well. You know, you think samurai, he has a magic sword that cuts through anything. Samurai, he commits ritual suicide and freaks the bad guys out. You know, something like that. But no, he got really big. Stupid. Samurai.
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 Samurai makes me think of, not actually samurais, but, John Woo's A Better Tomorrow is actually what it makes me think of. It's a really great film. It's just, you know, the intensity in these action movies, in foreign action movies, so much more intense than American movies. Like, you can't... It just surpasses the intensity in an American action movie, because all American action movie intensity is really kind of, like, homogenized and, like, predictable. But, man, when there's an ass to be kicked... This ass gets kicked so many different ways. The Americans don't even never think of kicking an ass in this way. So, you know, check it out. It's great movies. And plus, you know, you're not distracted by all the cheesy one-liners because, well, you can't understand them, you know? So it's just hardcore ass-kicking fun.
Samurai. Samurai makes me think, actually, on a familiar tip for the Radio Herald, of all the knockoffs that were going on in the mid-80s of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There were just tons of them. They'd take, you know, a vaguely oriental sounding like warrior name and throw on, you know, a couple adjectives before it, maybe one adjective that they're going to be, you know, edgy, and then you know, toss an animal after it. The one that I remember most clearly were the adolescent radioactive black belt hamsters, and I remember just being bewildered by most of that comic at the time, and looking at an issue recently, I realized this because it was full of all kinds of pot Star Wars jokes that I just didn't get because I was an innocent, naive little child. But, I really loved just all those knockoffs. I didn't regard them as knockoffs. I just regarded them as welcome variations and thought of them as... you know, just this happy world where they could all exist together, that hamsters could hang out with the turtles, and it would be great. I like the Transformers and the GoBots, because the GoBots were knockoffs, and they were crap.
Amen, brother.
Samurai.
Samurai.
So, since I screwed up this cake for the catered party, I have to kill myself with a butter knife?
Yes, for that is the way of the bakery samurai.
That doesn't... really seem kind of logical, because if I kill myself, then I can't live to make a better cake. I can't learn from my mistake.
You have failed. You have failed in your quest, your all-consuming quest to achieve cakedom.
So by being a bakery samurai, I have one shot at making everything.
No. If you're a good bakery samurai, you have thousands of shots, and you always make them.
But even though I'm just beginning... Even though I just got hired yesterday, the first cake that I actually get to make by myself, I screwed up, and I have to kill myself. How has anyone ever become a good samurai?
You made one fatal mistake. You challenged someone to a cake duel. Had you merely made the cake, it would have been training. But when you challenged Samuel from the bakery dojo across the street... to a cake off. You sealed your fate.
I was feeling confident, Sensei.
Confident? You cocky whelp?
Ah! What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
How can you be confident? You had made nothing but a bran muffin! A bran muffin! To think you could challenge Samuel to a cake off?
But it was a damn good bran muffin. It was enough of a fibrous bran muffin to unplug a blocked horse.
Well, yes. Yes, Ichabod, it was. But it was just a bran muffin, you insolent cur!
Ow! Doesn't kill me, makes me stronger.
I think our ceiling's dripping again.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
It was supposed to be fixed. What the hell are we paying rent for?
We're paying rent?
Well,
well theoretically.
Yeah, in theory, all right. Yeah, I mean, you know, the promise has not been yet rendered into a meaningless fiction. So it should still be fixing that sort of thing. Well.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I am kind of avoiding the landlord, so I can't actually call him.
Well, we could get a bucket, maybe.
Buckets, okay. That would contain the damage.
And I just meant we could put it over your head, and that way you wouldn't see or hear the drip.
Oh. That's kind of a good idea. All right, do we have a bucket around?
Yeah, hold on. The poodle's in it.
Okay.
Yeah! And here, here you
okay.
go. Well, yeah, here you go.
Well, it's much better.
I told you, see, you can't see the drip or hear the drip or...
Yeah, I can hardly hear you, but,
What's that sound? Is that coming out clear?
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try the other side.
Yeah, fairly good.
Alright, good. How's the air intake?
You know...
Air intake manifold, as we like to call the, space between your chin and the bucket.
We can always do better, but, you know, it's working, I guess.
It's cool. You got kind of a Darth Vader thing going on there.
Yeah, I guess I do.
You know what I want to do now?
What do you want to do
Smoke
now?
Smoke some pot.
All right.
Nothing goes with Star Wars like pot.
Go, Mr. Bojangles. Run and get the police. I'm stuck in the tree.
All right, I'm on my way. Oh.
Mr. Bojangles, I need the police or a fireman or something.
I continue to have no legs.
Damn it, I know when my mom told me not to get a legless dog as a companion, it was a good idea.
I know, Timmy, I know. Drat. Perhaps I can bite my way towards the police.
This is your time to shine, Mr. Bojangles. Your time to prove them all wrong. Prove them that a dog doesn't need legs to be awesome and heroic.
But we're on the beach, and by trying to bite my way along the sidewalk, I'm in fact just biting and swallowing sand. Ow!
No, but being caught in the beech trees are the worst.
The life of a legless dog whose owner frequently takes him to beaches that have trees hanging over them. Well, it's a rough life, but I'm going to save you somehow, Timmy.
Thank you. There's prickly spines up in the beech trees.
Oh, I bet there are. Arf! Arf, I say! Arf! Somebody save my friend Timmy! Arf! It is I, Bojangles the Legless Dog!
And as you can see here, there's a lovely row of beech trees and...
Arf!
Oh, look at this legless dog.
Arf!
Tour group, go wait by the bus. I'll be with you momentarily.
No, don't send them away. Arf!
What's wrong, little legless doggy?
Well, arf, my friend Timmy is in trouble. Arf.
I will decide not to be horrified and stunned by your verbal skills and instead look up in the direction you have indicated.
All right.
With your warm, wet snout.
Okay.
And if you would please remove that from my skirt.
Arf.
Ma'am.
Oh.
Please don't be scared off of my dog's cauterized stumps. He means good.
I mean good. I'm Bojangles the Legless Dog. Timmy may not have all the advantages in the world, but he's sure got a loyal friend. Arf.
Look at the scruffy little ragamuffin in a tree.
I've gotten myself caught, ma'am.
In a beech tree, no less.
The worst kind. And now I can't successfully get myself down.
Well, what did you say his name was, Mr. Bojangles?
That's my friend Timmy. Arf.
Timmy, you're only 3.5 feet up off the ground. Beech trees are small, scrub-like growths. Why not just step out?
It's spiny up here.
You're a full-grown 6-foot-tall man.
Arf! My friend Timmy could get hurt! Arf.
Don't patronize me.
Timmy, you have the mind of a child trapped in the body of a large man.
It's not my fault that I'm a lurking shell of a man. With a child's mind. I can only use what I have, just like my friend Mr. Bojangles.
That's right! I use what I have, which is a torso. A head.
and cauterized stumps.
And a keen sense of loyalty for my friend Timmy.
What about a sense of smell, Mr. Bojangles? Or did they burn that out too?
Arf!
Sensei, I cannot do any more push-ups with large bags of flour on my back.
All right, Ichabod.
Sensei, I'm sorry if I have failed you, but in preparation for the Bakery Dojo duel next Thursday, I have worn myself tired. My cocky ways I have learned from.
Ichabod.
Yes.
I must admit, I was looking forward to watching you disembowel yourself. But now that the training is complete, I'm glad that you found the bran muffin loophole in our Bakery Samurai Code of Honor.
Yes, sir, I knew that you had planted that in there for me to find. And if I had not found it in time, I would have killed myself unnecessarily.
Yes, once Saul Kaufman, founder of our Bakery Samurai Order, baked a muffin so great that it forgave his sins.
It was kind of like my muffin.
Our hopes are resting on you, Ichabod.
I know, sir, I will make our Bakery Dojo proud and honorable once again.
Now, it is time for weaponry lessons. Here, day old French loaf.
Okay, I hit my own head, but that's okay. Because if my head was the head of my enemy, he'd be in a lot of pain right now.
How very zen of you.
Just pretend like my head is my enemy's head.
Now,
just pretend like my
I'm going to throw these colorful decorative sprinkles at you. You're going to use your day-old French loaf to swat them out of the air.
Sir?
Your defensive barrier should not let one sprinkle through.
Are you sure you're just going to throw sprinkles and not pastry shurikens?
No.
Damn it.
Have you actually checked what it is that's dripping from the ceiling?
No, dude. That's gross. All right, I'll get the ottoman over.
Well, it just occurred to me that it hasn't been raining for like a week now, so it would be kind of weird that it being water dripping through and out.
You're right. Let me get up on that. Put the ottoman and then keep the divan and put that on top of her. Take the Charisse, put her up here. Shut up. All right. Black box recorder. All right, okay, I'm up on...
What do you see? I don't see anything having a bucket over my head.
Dude?
What? What, man?
I don't know how to say this.
Move your lips together and then not... together and then try to form syllables based on the tension in your throat and your mouth and your jaw.
There's I guess. Blood dripping from our ceiling, dude.
Oh my god. What the bloody hell? I mean, no pun intended.
Wow, that's bloody hell.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Whoa, ow!
You okay, man?
Yeah, the black box recorder just slipped off Charisse's clavicle.
Oh, boy.
Shut up. Did you... What do you have... Okay, what room is... Take the bucket off your head.
All right, hang on.
Whoa. All this light. I'm almost blinded.
Much like coming out of the womb, isn't it?
No, it's nothing like that at all.
Well, you're not really covered in placental goo.
That and I remember every moment of coming out of the womb and... Well, I was born by a C-section. Let's not talk about it. What room is up there?
Yeah, what room is right above that drippy part?
It's that old creepy guy's apartment.
Old creepy guy?
Yeah. You know, you've seen him on the mailbox, OC guy, apartment 3W.
I just thought that's just Rata Control guy.
No, that guy's in 2E.
Wow. It's confusing around here.
I know.
So what does it stand on ours when it says DH guys That doesn't stand for deceptively heterosexual, does it?
No, I think it stands for fans of D.H. Lawrence, guys.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is that, nobody thinks we're gay, do they?
Not as far as I know. So why is blood dripping from our ceiling?
I don't... Maybe we should go up and ask the old creepy guy.
I don't like talking to our neighbors. Well, all right, I'm going to put the bucket on my back on my head just in case.
Okay, you do that. I'm going to put the poodle on my face.
Good call.
All right, let's go.
Get Charisse in a backpack. We might need her.
Mr. Bojangles, I need your help once again. I've gotten myself into a predicament I can't successfully get myself out of.
Well, Timmy, as your loyal, legless pup, I'm going to do everything I can to get you out of this situation.
Mr. Bojangles, what's going on?
I'm not sure. I can't really see. I'm actually rolled over at an odd angle, and having no legs, I have...
Ding dong! Oh.
I'm incapacitated, Mr. Bojangles. Go into the door like I taught you. Go,
all right,
go.
Let me chew my way along the rug, trying to avoid your urinary stains, ding which dong. I know that you do, just because you're a good kid.
Hey, well, I got delivery, air-operated electric wheelchair for one Mr. Bojangles.
Oh, that's great. Timmy, I don't suppose you could be persuaded to turn the doorknob, could you?
Well, no.
As your loyal pup friend, I won't take that as an affront, even though I have no legs, and it's significantly more difficult for me to open the door.
Hey, is anybody in there? I'd like to get rid of this wheelchair.
I better hurry up, or else he'll go. So let me chew my way quickly along the carpet, right, dragging my legless torso.
As we tried to deliver
pardon me, arf! Arf, I say, arf! Oh, he's gone.
I'm sorry that had to happen, Mr. Bojangles, but now you have more time to save me from my predicaments.
Well, yes, it's as long as you get into predicaments that are near the door, given that my face is mashed up against the door, and having no legs, I'm going to have a hard time affecting that.
Why don't you scuttle over here and help me out of my new predicament?
Like
a good loyal friend would.
All right, this isn't a predicament that's, you know, an emergency. Can wait an hour or so, right?
20 minutes tops.
All right, I'll get working.
And as you can see here, it's a lovely living room decorated in French clothes. What's this young minded man in the body of a giant doing here with a legless... Oh, it's Timmy and Mr. Bojangles. Tour group, go wait outside. You guys are lucky I was bringing my tour group through your house.
Hello, ma'am. I'm Bojangles, the legless dog.
I know, we've met. And please get your snout out from under my skirt.
I'm doing my best, but having no legs, I have little ability to affect my placement.
Your neck works perfectly, you pervert.
All right.
Help, anyone. I'm in a predicament beyond repair.
Oh, Timmy, that predicament is only 3 feet off the ground. You can step right out of it. Predicaments are scrub growth.
I know, but this predicament is particularly difficult.
What predicament is this?
The one that I'm in!
We're going around in circles here, Timmy.
Ow, you're not making my predicament.
What kind of predicament is it?
It doesn't kill me, only makes me stronger.
No. Somebody want to get the door?
It's certainly not going to be me being in a predicament at all.
Well, I can try being a helpful, loyal pup, but it's going to be very difficult.
Oh, you people are useless. You're like old people.
Well, I'm...
Hello?
Hi, I was wondering if... We're the guys who live downstairs. We're wondering if you have any idea what is dripping through the floor. We assume it's from your apartment.
Mr. Bojangles, who's at the door?
I don't... It, from my perspective, it appears to be... appears to be a man with a bucket for a head. Of course, he... could be something else entirely. I'm not really sure. Air is being cut off to my brain, given my position at the moment, which I'm helpless to affect.
Blood. They're saying something about blood, this man with the bucket, and a poodle on his face.
Yeah, we live downstairs.
There's this poodle stuff is in my mouth.
Yeah.
Turn the poodle around. Butt up.
Yeah, we were
much
one...
better.
There's something dripping through our apartment's floor. Mr. Timmy, is that your name? Do you have any idea?
This might have to do with the predicament I'm in.
What kind of predicament is that?
It's the one that I'm in.
Could you describe it, maybe?
There's blood everywhere.
Let's see. Oh my god! It's the boss's wife! You killed her!
Hey, kill is such an ambiguous term these days.
You just thought she was pretty and you were petting her head, didn't you? And then you broke her neck because you don't know your own strength because you're a man-child.
What doesn't kill her... Oh, wait a second. It did kill her. What kills you makes you dead. What kills you makes you dead.
Tell him about the bunnies, Mr. Bojangles.
All right, Sensei. The final match of our competition.
You need to cake like you have never caked before.
I'm going
to
cake the crap out of them. All right, I need one more point to win.
Use the sprinkles. Use the sprinkles.
I'm going to yeast the beast. Yeast the beast. Yeast the beast.
Ichabod, use the sprinkles.
What?
An amazing move by the newcomer Ichabod. He throws the decorative sprinkles in a star pattern, impaling both the cake and his competition. You've done it, Ichabod-san, baker boy.
Thank you, Sensei.
You are the chosen one.
Couldn't have done it without you.
And now you must represent the Earth against the forces of Outworld in bakery combat.
My pleasure, Sensei.
And as you can see, my friend Timmy really didn't mean to do it. I'm a legless pup, and I wouldn't lie.
You make a great witness, legless pup. I dismiss Timmy and you on all charges. Now scuttle out of my courtroom.
Arf.
But what about... But... Judge Lane...
Yeah, you will go to jail forever.
For what?
For having a bucket on your face.
I have a poodle on my face.
Well, both of you. Jail forever.
Wait a minute.
I'm accepting of my fate, personally.
Dun-dun!
Dun-dun!
We are all kinds of out of time. What jail's like slinking off into the darkness? It's not a slink. It's more of a big old funky explosion with a whole lot of bass floating around it. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back next week at 10. Get in touch. whatjailislike@hotmail.com. Stay tuned to Weft all night long. Good night.
Good night.